Teed Off with Kramer here on this Tuesday, or whenever you're going to listen to this podcast. But it is going out on Tuesday, and we got a few things to go over with today. Because on the last podcast, we talked about the MLB trade deadline. But today we have Hard Knocks, which is going to be debuting on the 6th. So tonight, professional athletes drinking beers at sporting events, some FanDuel stuff, and EA Madden 2020 with Patrick Mahomes on the cover, and some Patrick Mahomes news. That's all coming here on Teed Off with Kramer. We're going to start off with the HBO show Hard Knocks, which this year they're going to be doing the Oakland Raiders, which is going to be a very fun and very thrilling type of show. I know for a fact all in the Kansas City area, everybody is looking forward to it, as so am I, to see what is going on with the Oakland Raiders system, how the behind-the-scenes action goes. Maybe they are in a big, huge soap opera, whatnot. We'll get into that a little bit later, but they did release a teaser trailer for it for tonight, so here is the teaser for it.
Daddy, why are you not on the black team, Daddy?
I am on the black team. Daddy, you just gotta wait to practice. You ready to see me work or what?
Why not running today?
Daddy's still, feet still sore. Come on.
What's wrong with it?
Huh?
What's wrong with
it? He played with the Steelers. I'm quarterback Derrick now. We don't play with Roethlisberger no more. Play with the Raiders.
Daddy,
we play with
Daddy,
Derek Carr.
Derrick?
That's my quarterback. You know his name? What's
Derrick,
his name?
Derek Carter?
Derek Carr.
Now where's him, Daddy?
He's over there, number 4.
Where?
He out there practicing.
So that was the teaser they gave out, and I thought it was kind of cute with his sons pretty much saying, oh, where's Ben Roethlisberger at? And I think it's kind of funny because they should already know that they're not in Pittsburgh anymore for this, and they're wearing a different color. But I can take it two different ways, like, oh, maybe they wanted to stay in Pittsburgh, or maybe not. Or even with the Derek Carter. I don't know. I just thought it was just his sons being silly and whatnot, or yeah, maybe they have a little shunning of Ben Roethlisberger and how he treated pretty much Antonio Brown, and it's not like he didn't treat his family, just all this Ben Roethlisberger that, Ben Roethlisberger this, here in the past recent news. But still, you should get the name right of the team. It's funny because he's like, oh, well, we're the team in black. Well, because, I mean, the Oakland Raiders, they're black. They're black and silver. The Steelers are black and, would you say gold or yellow, however you want to pronounce it? Not a huge Steelers. I'm not a big Steelers fan at all. I'm not even a Steelers fan at all, to even be clear with that. But it's like, you might want to tell your kids where you're playing for. I mean, I know you wanted to play for Oakland, which is perfect. If you don't even know this, and you're new to the channel or the podcast network here at on Teed Off with Kramer, I'm a Raiders fan. And I know it's odd to say that here as I'm in Kansas City for this, making a podcast, and I'm a Raiders fan, and you know, this is Chiefs Central. But man, I'm excited for the Hard Knocks, and that right there is going to show it to that question that I was going to ask: is this going to be a soap opera, or a football show? And I think it's going to be a little bit of both. You got all these conflicting heads going at it with each other, and it's just almost as if gonna be a blended mix of goodness, but we'll see when it does happen. And that's gonna be tonight at, I believe it's on HBO. I'm not for sure what the time is. I don't have HBO, so I'll just figure out to get a friend's password to watch the show or whatnot with that. And I am looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to watch. Also, a good thing to watch too, if you're a Raiders fan or just like a huge football fan, or even if you are like into those how it's made type of videos, but the construction of the Las Vegas football field for the Oakland Raiders, well, it's going to be Las Vegas Raiders in 2020, hopefully, as that's what the projected thing is. But there's on the Raiders YouTube channel, I got to stop saying Oakland here soon, but on their YouTube channel, there's a show of how they're building and constructing the field, which is, I think it's a great show. There's 6 episodes out right now. They're about 10 minutes apiece. And it was a fun show to watch, to be thinking like, oh, wow, they're doing all this in a short amount of time and how they got to that point. And I was actually very surprised where they found the area where they are doing the build of it. It's just a perfect flat area that's in Las Vegas. That's just in the middle of nowhere. That is perfect. It's not in the middle of nowhere. It's next to the Strip. But it's perfect area for the Raiders and getting more traffic into that, into Las Vegas. Because, I mean, there already is enough traffic. Bring more in because of Raiders. It's perfect. Hard Knocks, it's perfect for the Raiders. Who cares if it's going to be a soap opera? I'm putting quotes around that when I say soap opera. So this is going to be entertainment, and this is what's going to bring more people to watching and enjoying the Raiders a little bit more. And I'm just hoping the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs rivalry, so they're rivals. I want that rivalry strong and not to be like, oh, it's me one-sided, because everybody's like, oh, Patrick Mahomes this, Patrick Mahomes that. Don't get me wrong, Patrick Mahomes is an amazing quarterback. I wish he was for the Raiders right now. Not saying anything bad about Derek Carr, but still, he's a great quarterback to have on a team. But I am looking forward to Hard Knocks. We are moving along here nice and smooth, you know, teed off with Kramer. And what I'm getting into next is professional athletes drinking alcohol while drinking beers at sporting events. And is it the proper way to do it? Well, I mean, of course. I mean, it's not like there's no wrong way to drink alcohol at professional sporting events. I think it's cool. I honestly think it's awesome to see some athlete chug a beer on TV. I mean, it's nice little hype. The fans get around everybody. Even say if it was, do you want to go back into the Milwaukee Bucks games where you'd have the Steelers, not Steelers, gosh, why did I say Steelers? I got on the Hard Knocks thing. That's why I said it. The Packers, there we go, the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, yes, the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, who I believe is overrated. I'll get into more of that later. But having them drink chug beers during Milwaukee Bucks games, you have Christian Yelich, they had the offensive line for the Packers, did it. Aaron Rodgers had a chug and wasn't good at all. But just recently, Baker Mayfield was at an Indians game, and he was drinking a beer, he put that down, and he ended up like grabbing it, someone tossed him another beer. He bit a hole in it, which, I mean, that's, that right there is badass. You bite a hole in the beer, which I've never done that before. I have partaked in shotgunning of alcohol. See, I have never bit a hole and chugged a beer. By doing that, I don't want to cut my mouth open. I use this mouth on a daily. I work in sports radio here in Kansas City, Kansas at 610 and Intercom. It's like I need to keep this mouth to where it keeps going and make podcasts for you all to hear, of course. But still, it is. I think it's fun. I think it's one of the best things to do. Not best things to do, like me personally, but if you're going to a sporting event, you see Patrick Mahomes did it at a Blues game. That was fun to see. It's just fun to see other athletes going on and not cheering for other teams. But I mean, yeah, of course they're cheering for their teams, but then they get to the chug beers. And one of the most decorative guys of chugging beers at events, he did it for a living, which is kind of crazy. You think you would, it's kind of like who I'm teasing this in. But Stone Cold Steve Austin, WWF, WWE, professional wrestler, he would go out and, of course, clink two beers together and shove them down his throat. But he was on Get Up the other day. Well, it was the other day. And he was had this to say about, of course, athletes chugging beers.
You are known for your beer chugging. We've got quite a few athletes who have been doing a little bit of it here. So we're going to roll some of this, and let's get your position. This is you first here. Give me a little thought on the technique here.
Okay. Bam! Crash them together and start pouring them down. Yeah. And see, a lot of people get mad at me and say, hey, man, you're wasting all that beer. Some of it's too much is going on and not enough in. I'm in show business. Okay, here we go with Baker.
How about
watch
Baker?
He goes old school, and he just bites the beer with his tooth.
Is that old school?
No, he's just sipping here, but watch his throw here.
Yeah.
Okay, bam, bam, cracks it with his tube, pulls the tab, A+. That's A+.
Okay.
That's all great. Right.
All right, now, offensive linemen were born for this sort of thing. How about David Bakhtiari? What do you think of that?
Nice, quick gulp. A+.
Yeah.
Volume.
He wasn't done yet.
And notice he's at a sporting event. He doesn't want to get it all over him. He's not in show business. That's all for him. Now, big time respect right there, brother.
He called out his quarterback. He called out his quarterback at the same game. How about Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, man. Aaron's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. Oh, look, Aaron, when you hold the finger up, savor that.
Wait
for it.
Oh, no.
What are we... C+. C+. Love Aaron, but not the C+.
I got one more. I got Christian Yelich at a Bucks game. What do you think here?
Oh, hell of a baseball player. Let's see what kind of beer drinker he is.
Let's see.
I think this kid's got a future. See, now, that I can work with that. I can develop. I can hone that potential. Lots of upside. Yeah.
That worked out even better than I hoped.
That is like one of the perfect ways to have, to not give analysis. I mean, of course, in sports radio or even in podcasts, you always want to have those analysis of those guys that, like, oh, I'm specialist in that, I'm specialist in this. But, I mean, give Stone Cold Steve Austin the specialist of a beer drinker. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, it fits him. When he was on the Raw reunion, which they've had that to boast the ratings for Monday Night Raw, I mean, he was pretty buzzed. You can tell out in the ring. And he also realized that he had some more time to talk, and then he just started talking about stories that happened the night before. That's perfect. Having Stone Cold Steve Austin out there to pretty much give his analysis on Get Up about beer drinking is great, and I think it's funny that he even, because I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he was pitiful. I know I already said he's overrated. I think he's a great quarterback, but I think the media has him way too hyped, and it makes him overrated. But he's a great person, great football player, but in my opinion, I think he's overrated. But will I ever be caught on screen besides on Snapchat or social media, probably shotgunning a beer anymore or even trying to chug a beer? Probably not. I've called out a few of my co-workers about it. I don't think I will. It pains me to say that, but I don't think I will. I think I can do better. But when I get to that point of that I will do it, I'll make sure it's one of the best things in the world. But before I end this topic, this conversation that we're having, there's athletes that I would want to drink a beer or have a chug off with. Now, of course there is. I'm going to name three of them with you, or even just, not even just chugging the beer, but just sitting down and relaxing and having beer with one of these professional athletes just to talk and whatnot. Number one, of course, is the guy that we've already mentioned. He's talked on here. Didn't talk to me, but he's on Get Up in the Morning on ESPN. You can watch that on there. But Stone Cold Steve Austin is one of them. Other one is Pat Maroon, which, if you don't know who Pat Maroon is, he's a player for the St. Louis Blues. And when they won the Stanley Cup, he was one of the many few guys that were saying, F yeah, we won, or F the Bruins. I mean, of course, F the Bruins. In my sake, but he's one of the guys that was trashed before they got on the plane to head back to St. Louis that night, and I feel like he'd be a great storyteller. He's from St. Louis. He knows a lot about the city, and you know, I just love talking to hockey about everything with him, including during the Stanley Cup run. And number three is Wade Boggs. This is a guy that can drink 100 beers on a plane ride from, say, if it's in Boston, they got to go to L.A., drink 100 beers. 113, I don't know. The number, every single time I do some more research on it, the number gets bigger. So who really knows, but it would just be fun just to sit back, relax, possibly share a rum and coke to get the chicken down, because he's also known as a chicken man. Hopefully you all get that reference on Always Sunny. But the Wade Boggs, I would do the Wade Boggs challenge for him with him, but I know for a fact he would beat me at that. But those are my three guys that I would like to drink a beer with or chug a beer with. On to the next topic here with teed off with Kramer on this nice and beautiful Tuesday afternoon, evening, night, whenever you're listening to this podcast. It may not even be Tuesday. It may be Wednesday. It may be Thursday. It may be Friday. But for Tuesday only, I'm talking about FanDuel. Yes, FanDuel is the sports betting app that I've been using recently because I got some free dollars for it. And why not try to gamble it away? Because technically it's not my money, so why not use it? But I've been doing a lot of baseball FanDuel stuff and trying to get that best lineup, which I've also done NASCAR. I've also done WNBA, which I find it very odd that I'm very successful on doing WNBA betting. But I'm going to do a key to success on trying to pick the best lineup for Major League Baseball, and I'm trying to find, so I always go for the 5-cent entries, and I don't think there's many left right now on MLB, but we might have to do a 25-cent one. Yeah, why not? So 25 cents for a 15K buyout. So what I look for mostly is I always go for the 5-cent ones because I can do multiple entries on that one. And I feel more like I feel safe about it because I'm only using 25 cents rather than 25 cents. But if I take first place tonight, which I won't, I'll win $750. Then it goes to 300, 200, 150, 100. And if you're in that range of 10,000 to 17,950, you'll double your 25 cents to get 50 cents, which I always try to do that to double my money, press my luck. But when you go to the draft, you have that pitching matchups tonight, which you have Clayton Kershaw, who's at home playing St. Louis. If you know in the past that St. Louis does hit Clayton Kershaw really well and Matt Carpenter is healthy and in the lineup, you expect to not use Clayton Kershaw. But the way that they played last night, the Cardinals only had two hits against the Dodgers. It's not a very good pick, or if you might want to pick him for that. But I always try to go for the cheap pitchers, like a person like Anibal Sanchez going against the Giants tonight, which would probably be the person that I will start, and I'm actually going to go ahead and lock that in, or even Miles Michaelis against the Dodgers. It's a very odd thing to do, or like I even try to look at like who is the worst team out there, and like I'm not saying it to say it, but right now Kansas City hasn't beat the Red Sox in 7 games. I started Rick Porcello last night, and he got me a few, but I might start Andrew Cashner tonight because they're going off that terrible, terrible run of just taking away, this losing. They got swept by the Yankees. They got swept beforehand. So I'm going to go Andrew Cashner, who's 7,100, which I always try to go for the cheap pitchers because if you get a guy that hits like 2 home runs, a guy who hits like if you have a lineup that everybody has hit at least 1 home run, you are actually sitting really well because you get like 18 points for it. And it's just a way to look at the pitching matchups. If you see a person that has maybe a 4 ERA right now in Major League Baseball, that's common. So if you see a guy with like a 5, like if I go to click on the Carlos Santana tonight, he's going up against the Indians are going against the Rangers. So Ariel Gerardo is 6-6 with a 4.92 ERA. Santana's a guy that I might want to start because of that ERA if that's so high. And also I like to start the guys that are up in the batting order. It's like Danny Santana is against Zach Plesac tonight against the Indians. He's the number 2 guy tonight. He's batting a 321. He's the guy that's going to get me hits. He's the guy that I might want to put on my starting lineup. He's also having a good season this year. Or if you want to keep a guy that's like Daniel Vogelbach, going against a guy that's Danielson Limit. He's 0-2 with a 5.09 ERA. He might be my actual person that I will pick for this because Vogelbach is a guy who's hit bombs. And you just got to look at trends as well because Travis d'Arnaud just came off a hot, hot, hot week, and will he keep that week alive? Who knows? It's like hard to pick the first baseman out there because you can also go down to cheaper numbers like $3,300 for FanDuel. Got a guy like Matt Olson they're playing in Chicago against John Lester. You probably don't want to do a lefty lefty matchup, but he's also a guy that can hit the ball really well, or even Joey Votto. Jose Suarez pitching. I'm actually going to go Joey Votto for tonight. He's batting second in Cincinnati. Joey Votto's my guy for this. And then you got to go to second baseman. Same exact approach. I'm probably going to do Jeff McNeil for the New York Mets on that one. So we're moving on this one a little bit quickly, but I also want to go to the shortstop because Bo Bichette, if they haven't had him all the way up yet. Bo Bichette right now in Major League Baseball is on fire, batting at 417 with 3 home runs and 4 RBIs. Took his father 50-some days to get to that 3-home-run mark. But Bo Bichette is having an amazing season so far, and I have to start him. I just can't. And they're also playing in Tampa Bay, so why not? Now on third base, I'm going to go to that one real quick. I'm going to do Matt Chapman against a lefty of John Lester if they even do start him. That's a thing, too. I wish that teams could lock in their lineups at noon, so it'd be easier, but they have it, I think, for 5 hours before first pitch to give those lineups, so it's hard to pick what time of the day to pick those night games because you don't know if those guys are going to start. Just make sure at 6 o'clock, no, 5, it would be 7, before first pitch of the 7 o'clock game, so that's at 7 Eastern. Make sure you check your lineups. That's the biggest thing to do is check your lineups, make sure it's the right thing. And you just want to make sure you have it all perfect before the thing locks, because they're not, you're going to be getting 0 points for a guy who's not even playing, or he may pinch hit and then strike out and you still won't get any points. For my third base tonight, I'm going to pick Colin Moran of the Pirates, I do have some success with him because the last time I did pick him, he had a grand slam in his game. Do I think he's going to hit a grand slam in this game tonight? Probably not. So for the outfield, there's a lot of good players. Mookie Betts, Max Kepler, George Springer, Mike Trout, Yelich, Cody Bellinger. You even got Austin Meadows. And those guys are like the 4,000 mark. And like I have $15,000 left. If I wanted to, I can get two of these guys. And one guy that always stands out to me and always wanted to pick him, Mookie Betts against Kansas City. And Kansas City's throwing Jacob Junis tonight. You got to throw put these Boston hitters in there. That's who I might have my utility guy be, is Rafael Devers. He's a guy that has been on a little slump lately, but still he hits the ball strong and hard against the Royals. So I have my utility set. Now I just got to get a guy 3,200. Look at who the pitching for the Pirates, because Ryan Braun might be my selection for this pick. This is probably a point in the podcast where you guys are thinking, I don't really care about listening to all this stuff. So go ahead and skip it. So I'm talking about Madden 20 next. But Yasiel Puig is my pick there, and I'm going to have one more outfielder to go with the match, $3,300. And I might pick Nick Castellanos against Brett Anderson because Nick Castellanos is swinging the ball really good. Lineup is locked, 25 cents, and booyah. Let's see if I win some money tonight. EA Madden 2020 with Patrick Mahomes on the cover. Will I get this game? I've been trying so hard on my social medias to try to win a free code because I really do not want to spend money on this game. I haven't bought a Madden game since probably 2015. So I got 2018 for Christmas. Yes, I get Christmas gifts still. I was only 20 years old at the time, so it's okay. It makes sense. I'm 20 years old in college, and I just asked for a game, and why not? I got it. But while I get 2020, I really don't want to spend money on Madden, but since I am in Kansas City, it's kind of like you want to think, oh, you're in Kansas City, why don't you get Madden? Patrick Mahomes is on the cover. I mean, I'm a Raiders fan, and that only makes sense, but still, having Patrick Mahomes on the cover of a Madden is cool. I think that having a Chief player on the cover, that's cool too. Let's put an Oakland Raider guy on the cover. That's this coming next season, let's see Derek Carr on the cover, because bold prediction, we're going to the postseason. Going to the playoffs. Yes, the Raiders are going to the playoffs. That's my prediction. I'll do a little preview, season preview, maybe after the 53-man roster. But Madden just grinds my gears, man. It's a game that is overly competitive. From what I played was with All-Pro. I can win games in All-Pro. Like, I can blow out the computer by 30, but if I switch to Madden, I'll lose by 30, and it doesn't make sense. I'm playing the exact same way, and I may be that noob that's like, oh, you don't know how to play Madden, that's why this and that, you got to do this, press X, press Y, make sure you do a little pump fake here. No, I just want to play the game to be satisfied by it. I mean, I've seen gameplay of Madden 20, and it looks amazing. Like, Madden 20 looks like one of the best graphically designed games I've seen. And putting that on a next-gen console, that'd be great. Maybe whenever I get my Nintendo Switch, if I ever get a Nintendo Switch and they have Madden on that, I'm not 100% sure if they even have Madden on Switch. I'd get it for Switch because it's a little handheld game. Why not just play it on my at work while I'm just waiting here to get on my shift? Or I can just dock it and put it on my TV at home. One thing that, of course, Chiefs fans want this game because, one, Patrick Mahomes is on the cover. It's also one thing the Chiefs fans want as well, and that's Magic Mahomes Magic Crunch. That's a cereal. It's kind of like Frosted Flakes. I haven't got it yet. It's only been sold in stores locally around Kansas City. It also goes up to St. Joseph. That's where I'm from. It's of course Frosted Flakes, but people have bought it, and they're selling it on eBay for over $35 or even close to $3,500. Why? Okay, one. Why would you want to spend that much money on it? Granted, there's always those poachers that want to grab something and sell it, kind of like the people who would get tickets for baseball games, like scalpers, and they try to sell it for more because that's how they make their living. I don't see how you can make your living like that. It seems like you're wasting a lot of money to begin with because maybe you're not. Well, this is only for scalpers because you're not really wasting that much money buying a box of cereal, which is like $3. $3 or $4. I'm not sure how much it is. Whenever it comes back to the store in 3 weeks, I'll probably go out and buy a box just to have the box, maybe eat the cereal a little bit, but I think it'd be cool to have the box of an athlete on there, because, I mean, the last one that had it was in an action style like that was it Flutie Flakes that I'm pretty for sure. So will I get Madden 2020? Probably not, unless I get it for free. But will I get Magic Mahomes Magic Crunch for $4? You bet it. So if you made it this far into the podcast, we are coming to a close. I appreciate you sticking around this entire time and enjoying this. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know some points, some parts in it, it's not a little dry, probably the little FanDuel section, but hey, I'm a gambler, so why not try to help you all out in building a lineup and understanding how that goes. Or even with Hard Knocks, I'm ready for it to come out. It's going to be a fun soap opera, football style type of show. And even with chugging beers with athletes, Stone Cold Steve Austin, I would have a beer with you in a heartbeat. Pardon the voice crack right there. I would totally have a beer with you in a heartbeat. But that will do it here on this edition of Teed Off with Kramer. Have a good one.